99.7 DJX, the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast. I have to do this. Turn it up. On demand.
Group therapy. Last week, we spoke with Dale, and his buddy got him all confused, telling him about, well, you need to give her the naked disclaimer ahead of your weekend trip to the gorge.
You can't take your shirt off without telling her about your tattoo and your nipple. I mean, it's going to scare her off, and it's going to ruin everything.
Okay.
So,
yeah.
So, you know, I'm thinking about this, and I thought, who better to ask than your listeners?
Yeah, that's right.
Who better? And listen, this wasn't just a little, like, tattoo by the ankle or something. Like, this covered his entire chest, which I think why his friend was like, hey, maybe you should give her a little heads up that you got a real large tattoo.
Yeah, and at first, people like Rebecca were chiming in and saying, as a woman, I'd rather you bring it up and maybe we laugh a little and move on. And so I feel like we're on team, yeah, definitely bring it up before your trip. But then a lot of comments and people calling in, like Teresa saying, so he told you to tell her what's in the gift before she unwraps it?
Oh, really good point. Yeah.
Sounds to me like your buddy had some bad experiences and, you know, to not tell her. So I feel like we steered him like in a couple different directions.
We did a little. We was kind of like we put it all out there and then hopefully he's just going to be able to assess the situation and know what to do in the moment.
I have the update. You ready?
Okay. I'm ready.
All right. So this is from Dale. He writes back last night. Y'all had me all mixed up after we spoke.
Oopsies. That's the magic of us.
Starting off well. First you said, yes, I should tell her. Then I start reading all the Facebook comments and hear you reverse your advice and say not to tell her.
Uh-oh.
And what made everything a little more complicated was after I heard you all say to tell her, I texted her.
Uh-oh.
Telling her I wanted to tell her something before our trip.
Oh, gosh. Because now if he's changed his mind, he's already tossed something out there.
And looking back, I should have waited a little longer to send her anything because she immediately texted me back with a bunch of question marks and a confused face emoji.
Oh, yeah. Oh, because her mind is racing now. There's like a million things are going through her brain about what he could possibly need to tell her.
Right. Especially if he just says, hey, I need to tell you something. I mean, like,
yes. He's been in prison.
He's going to drop a bomb.
Yes, exactly. Yes. That's what I'm thinking.
All right. He continues. I had just taken a picture of my bare chest showing my tattoo and third nipple and was getting ready to send it. When I hear y'all say I should wait and not tell her.
Oh, my gosh.
So now I'm a second away from hitting send on the picture when what? I have to scramble and come up with something else to tell her.
Like a lie. Okay. Like something else that would be significant enough for me to say, hey, I have to tell you something.
Yeah. And okay. He says, I got to tell you, I'm not great at thinking on my feet.
Oh, no. What did he say? What did he say?
So I just text her, never mind.
Oh, that's not good. What is that?
Dale.
Oh, that's not helping, Dale. Oh, Dale. Oh, he should have texted us in real time.
You don't.
This is not good.
You don't text a woman. You got to tell her something and then say, never mind.
No, you don't. Nope. Because now, again, her mind is racing. Oh, he's married. Oh, that's what's happening.
Oh,
exactly.
Gosh.
Absolutely. Right. Something really, really bad. Like her mind immediately goes to the bad space.
Dale continues. And I think that made it worse. Because she calls me right back.
Oh, no.
And I hit ignore.
Oh, he didn't. And she knows that he is by his phone because he just texted.
And I hit ignore and texted that I couldn't talk now, but I'm excited for our trip to the gorge. She texts me back saying, I have to tell her, in all caps. I'm not sure why she's so insistent, but I guess women can be like that?
Yes, Dale. Yes. We all get it.
I think everybody listening gets it.
Yeah, like, everybody Dale, gets it. Why? Where her head is at right now with what you throw out there.
All right. So he continues. I realize that there's no way I'm going to be able to keep this from her, especially with a 3-hour car ride ahead of us.
Oh, God.
So I just say I'll tell her on the car ride.
Oh,
anyway.
God. No.
Pick her up on Friday, and she gets in, and what do you think the first thing she asked me was?
So what is it? Tell me. What do you have to tell me?
You guessed it.
Uh-huh.
What was it I needed to tell her?
Yeah.
I think I've built this up to be a much bigger deal than I intended.
You did.
So I just say this and lift up my t-shirt to show her the tattoo. She goes.
Showed her right then and there.
She goes, that's it? Yep. I told her I wasn't sure if she'd be okay with me having such a big tattoo on my chest. And she told me she didn't care and told me that she thought I was going to tell her that I was married or wanting to see other people or something.
There it is. Yes. Totally. Okay. So she's relieved.
I know. You know. All right. He finishes up and he says, okay. I don't think I'll ever truly understand women. But let's just say the weekend went great and we had a lot of fun. And she did get to discover on her own my third nipple.
That's great.
LOL.
LOL.
Thanks for all your help, even though I about screwed it up. Dale.
Oh, Dale.
Man,
bless
you know
his
what?
Heart.
I think he almost played that perfectly. Even though she about had a heart attack in the midst of it, he got her thinking something so big, and then when he reveals that it's just a tattoo, she's like, no biggie.
Okay, yes, but I'm really glad because for a hot second there, I thought he was just going to tell her the entire saga. Like, okay, so, you know, Ben Kelly, I wrote them this letter and I didn't really know what to do because my friend was like telling me I should do this.
Oh,
and then
God.
I asked them what I should do. And then
Wild.
They were going back and forth and I didn't know what to do.
Oh, well, Dale,
I'm glad he didn't say that
I
much.
I know. Well, Dale, thank you so much for the update on that. I'm glad you had a great trip to the gorge.
Yay.
And thank you for the follow-up, man.
The eagle has landed.
Yes, indeed it has.